This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at the Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support the Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com. Italian towns to pay workers to work remotely. Relocating to a picturesque Italian town might be on a number of people's bucket lists, but thanks to a new government incentive, it could become a reality. In an attempt to lure new residents and increase their populations, Santa Fiora in Tuscany and Rieti in Lazio are offering to pay up to 50% of people's rent if they opt to move there to work remotely. Remote working villages have been a big trend in Italy during the past year, and these towns are just two of the latest to cash in on the idea. Each town requires a minimum stay of 6 months, with vouchers to subsidise rent, and proof of your remote working status is needed in order to avail of the scheme. The desired goal of this scheme is to hope that some of these young remote workers fall in love with these towns and decide to move there permanently, with bonus incentives for families to emigrate, as Santa Fiora is giving out an extra €1,500 as a baby bonus for every child born to anyone who decides to take up a permanent residency. Now that's an office we wouldn't mind working from. The Netherlands creates the longest rainbow bike path in the world. This year, to coincide with Pride Month, Utrecht in the Netherlands will build the longest rainbow-coloured bike path in the world. Located in the Utrecht Science Park, the path will be 570 metres long and is there to spread the message of inclusion and diversity. The bike path was inspired by Elias van Moerik, a 22-year-old student at the University of Applied Sciences in Utrecht, who was inspired by the breakthroughs being made across the park. In a statement, Elias said, "The future of our country is taking shape in the Utrecht Science Park, and that's exactly why it's important to make diversity and inclusion explicitly visible here." Elena Valbusa, the diversity officer at the University of Applied Sciences at Utrecht, reiterated this sentiment. "We want to show that everyone can be themselves and is welcome in the Utrecht Science Park." A message that will be remembered whenever someone cycles along the Rainbow Trail. The UK introduces legislation which recognises animals as sentient beings. In May of this year, the UK government published their action plan for animal welfare, aiming to change the way animals are treated in the UK and to protect animal welfare abroad. The government has since formally recognised animals as sentient beings by introducing the Animal Sentience Bill. The UK is the first country in the world to pass animal welfare laws, according to Environment Secretary George Eustace. In a statement by Eustace, he said the action plan for animal welfare is committed to ban the export of live animals for slaughter, prohibit keeping primates as pets, and bring in new laws to tackle puppy smuggling. He also announced plans to introduce the world's toughest ivory ban and a ban on importing hunting trophies of iconic species. This comes less than 1 month after Queen Elizabeth signed the Animal Welfare Sentencing Act 2021 into law, which increases the maximum penalty for animal cruelty in England and Wales from 6 months to up to 5 years in prison. Let's hope more countries will follow in the UK's footsteps. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is scientist and conservationist Jane Goodall. Goodall is responsible for several groundbreaking discoveries relating to chimpanzees. In the 1960s, she first travelled to the forests of what is now Gombe Stream National Park in Tanzania to observe chimpanzees in the wild. Not only did her work alter the scientific theories about chimpanzees at the time, but she also paved the way for other women in science. At 87 years old, Goodall still travels the world to raise awareness and money to protect chimpanzees through her non-profit organisation, the Jane Goodall Institute, and the JGI's youth programme, Roots and Shoots. What an inspirational person. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the happy broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to a taster of Fireside, the Irish storytelling podcast, retelling tales of folklore and myth as they were meant to be told by your Fireside Bard.
Once upon a time. Fireside is the Irish storytelling podcast. Every week we breathe new life into old stories from folklore and mythology, from the mysterious landing of the old Celtic gods to the epic wars fought by Cú Chulainn and Queen Maeve, right down to the petty squabbles between headstrong mortals and roguish fairies. We already have a huge collection available with a new episode every Wednesday. This is not just a podcast for folklore fiends, but for anyone who enjoys a good story. And who doesn't love a good story? My name is Kevin C. Olahan, and I am your host and your Fireside Bard. Wherever you are in the world, you can always join me by the fireside.
Looking for the trick to a good night's sleep? Try wearing socks to bed. As crazy as this might sound, there is plenty of research to support the idea that wearing socks to bed helps with sleep. Wearing socks makes your feet warm, and this opens up blood vessels that cool the body down. The body being cool tells the brain that it's time for bed, so people who wear socks to bed may be more likely to fall asleep faster, thus enabling a longer night of sleep. So stick on your fluffiest socks, tuck yourself in, and enjoy a great night's rest. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, and if you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. And back out 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.